Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, when was it we saw you? Both the sheep and the goats bleat. Both the righteous and the unrighteous, unable to discern what they did or didn't do, and when those opportunities were either capitalized upon or missed. What a terrifying prospect Jesus has put before us here. Nothing quite like flying blind when your eternal destiny is at stake. But wait, perhaps Jesus' parable provides a clue. Perhaps we have here his prescription for gaining eternal life and avoiding eternal punishment. Perhaps Jesus is giving us a checklist for surviving the final judgment, a brief order for cultivating sheepiness and avoiding goatiness. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, visit the prisoners, and then the kingdom will be yours. But travel down that road a bit, and things will only get worse. We know people remain hungry, thirsty, unwelcomed, naked, sick, and lonely in prison. We, on the other hand, are and remain well-fed, with thirst quenched, welcomed by most everyone that we meet, dressed to the nines, cared for by most with no perceived need to visit the imprisoned. And so, a haunting realization about ourselves begins to sound here in Jesus' story. You could have, you should have, perhaps you would have, but you didn't, it will say. And even if by chance you tried to do the best, the voice of the law will still whisper, you missed some, you missed one, oh, you missed some. And let us not forget what Jesus said. Truly, I tell you, just as you did not do it to the least of these, you did not do it to me, is how he put it. No wiggle room there, no grading on a scale. Missing even the least brings guilt. Jesus's parable is clear. We have not cared for the least of these, and it is goats, goats, and goats all the way down. With this parable, Jesus has not given us a prescription for avoiding judgment. He has not provided us a way to ensure that we are numbered among the sheep and not the goats. And that's because this parable is not about our works, good or otherwise. No, this parable is about God's work. And we know this because of what Jesus said at the very beginning of the parable. When did Jesus say the kingdom was prepared for the blessed? Answer, from the foundation of the world. Before anybody ever had a chance to do anything for others, the kingdom was prepared for those whom God calls blessed. The kingdom was prepared for them apart from things done and things left undone. And that can only mean that the kingdom is pure grace. Furthermore, the kingdom is pure mercy. Nobody has earned it. And so we come to the heart of the issue. How are goats like us ever going to get into a kingdom that is for sheep? Answer, the grace and mercy of God in the promise of the gospel. That's how. Fear not, you're the blessed ones. The kingdom has been prepared for you before the foundation of the world. And I know this. I know this because God does not lie. And there at the font, he gave you the kingdom when he promised to be with you always, even to the end of the age. At this communion rail, he promises that even a betrayer of Christ like you and me are still forgiven. Now, I know, way too often, all you can hear is yourself wondering about this promise. It's just too good to be true. Certainly it can't be that way, right? The blating is loud. So just in case you need to hear it one more time, I am here this morning on behalf of Christ the King. And by his authority, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There you go. Blessed are you, child of God. The kingdom is prepared for you. Amen.